You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Julianne Genter about endometriosis. As this month, March, is Endometriosis Awareness Month. And it's something a little bit about the disease. It is a common inflammatory disease that is estimated to affect 176 million girls and women and people who get periods worldwide in their reproductive years, and 120,000 in New Zealand. And so it's very exciting. There's a launch of a guidance, which is the first of its kind in New Zealand, which sets out for health professionals the best way to treat and support those living with endometriosis. And so I begin by asking Health Minister and Minister of Women, Julianne Genter, to give me some context.
Well, 1 out of 10 women and girls in New Zealand will suffer from endometriosis, and that can mean debilitating pain, a range of really serious symptoms, including infertility. And the earlier it's treated, the better chance that women will have of not suffering from those symptoms. But up until now, there's been no guidance or clear clinical pathway. So often when women would go to their GP and complain about their symptoms, they weren't taken seriously, or there wasn't a consistent approach in different medical practices across the country. So what this first ever endometriosis guidance means is that there'll be earlier detection that women who are suffering can get the treatment that they need much sooner.
I think it's a very frustrating thing that a lot of women and girl and people who get periods end up missing a lot of school when they're younger, in terms of extremely painful periods, and then there's something that affects them for the rest of their life. So why is it that, I guess, is it fair of me to say that often women's pain and women's health aren't taken as seriously in terms of in the healthcare?
Well, I think that we can say that this is an issue that slipped through the cracks, that until recently hasn't been taken as seriously as it needed to be. And so this guidance is a great first step. It's going to mean that health practitioners across the country have a really clear set of tools and guidance available to them, so they can diagnose when women present with these symptoms, and they can make an early diagnosis and get them on treatment.
What are some common misconceptions that exist about endometriosis and periods in general?
Well, for some of the patients who spoke this morning at our launch, they said that, you know, as a teenager, they were told, oh, you just have bad periods, this runs in the family, nothing you can really do about it. And that meant, you know, for over a decade, one woman was taking not just contraceptive pills, but in her 20s, you know, just to get work and do her job, she had to be on really strong opiate pain relief medication and anti-inflammatories. And we're not just when she had her period, like all the time.
You know, periods is something that in some cultures is difficult to talk about. And so does this guidance take into account the kind of different processes and different sensitivities our multicultural New Zealand have in terms of our minority communities?
I think it's really important to me as Minister for Women and Associate Minister of Health that we destigmatize periods and that we make it easier for women and girls to learn about their own bodies, to understand what their particular health needs are related to that. And I know that there is a call for greater education around this. Endometriosis New Zealand, for example, has been running a menstrual health and endometriosis course in some high schools. And certainly we would like to see education around periods, you know, something that is much more common in New Zealand.
A little bit off topic, but I just saw that Scotland had made sanitary products free, and so I was wondering if that was something that could be on the horizon as well for New Zealand.
We are really aware that there is inequity caused by the fact that some women and girls have to miss work or school either due to debilitating period pain or lack of access to sanitary products, and so that's something that the government is actively working on.
With this being Endometriosis Awareness Month, are we going to see any events coming up or any other things that are coming up that we can look forward to?
Yes, actually, I believe Endometriosis New Zealand is holding a gala garden event to celebrate the 21st birthday of their Me Menstrual Health and Endometriosis Education Campaign in the World Endometriosis Society. So I think that there will be events this month to raise awareness so that more women and girls know about this disease, and if they're suffering symptoms, they know that they can reach out to help from their medical professionals, from their doctors.
Yeah. What are some of the common symptoms or things that people should look out for?
The symptoms are usually include pelvic pain, pain with periods, can include bowel problems like IBS, painful intercourse, and it can have an impact on fertility. But really, the most important thing is actually check out the Endometriosis New Zealand website for more information, and don't be afraid to ask your GP if you think you might have symptoms.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.